Okay, once you are ready, then you can check yourself. Make sure you get yourself into the contemplation posture. So most important, sit up straight. Then check whichever part of your body, if it's too tense, then try to release a bit. Especially eyes. For me, it's always maybe the eyes sometimes be too tight. Then sometimes the mouth is too bite too tight as well. That will affect our contemplation quality. So try to release whichever portion that you feel is tight. Then start to check around your environment. Is there anything that make up sound? And then just choose one of the item that you decided today you want to focus on that item or that thing that have some sounds that distract you from contemplations. And then once you've chosen that thing, like for example, for myself, it's the fence on top of me when it's turning, you have the sound. So I will glue my mind to that fence inside my study room. So choose your thing to that particular thing. Let's do about 10 breath count for gluing our mind to that thing that make up sound. And now I want to go to a place that the sound is more quiet because my fan is too noisy. So I will go and listen to my heartbeats because the sound of my heartbeat is more quiet than the sound of my fans. So look at your hearts. And try to listen to your heartbeats or feel your heartbeats. If you can't listen to the heartbeats, you can feel the heartbeats. This is the first level. and inside my heart is more quiet. So please go inside your hearts, like I am in a small room, and the heart wall is beating around me. More quiet. You are inside your own heart right now. This is level. Now, go deeper into the center of my heart. Deeper, deeper, and deeper into the center of my heart. And now the sound of my heartbeat seems far away. This is the third level. So you still can hear your heartbeat, but the sound of the heartbeat is so far away. And now, even more quiet, deep inside my heart, there is a small single grain of sugar crystal. Very, very tiny. And to go inside this very small single grain of sugar crystal. After I get inside this sugar crystal, seems that it's not clouded. It's inside a big room, a lot of sunlight, but the sound is completely quiet. You cannot hear your heartbeat. So you can't hear the sound of your heartbeat. This is level four. And now we will jump to level 9. Level 9 is the real contemplations. And we need to choose the most important thing in our life, which is our teacher. Pick one of your favorite teachers that you are really admire. and they have helped you a lot in your life. Could be parents, school teachers, could be someone taught you in your jobs, could be a spiritual teachers, could be a historical teachers like Jesus, Muhammad. Could be a beautiful teachers that you feel you're going to meet, but you have didn't meet them yet. So choose one teachers and bring the teachers sitting in front of you. You are going to contemplate together. So choose a teacher first that you admire. Now the teachers that you've chosen is sitting right in front of you. Your eye are opens, your eyes are closed, but you still can see their face. The teacher in front of you looking at you with a lot of love and affections. They are very happy that you are contemplating. Remember, they are not a picture, not a poster in front of you. They are a real person, just sit in front of you. I can feel their warmth of their body. I can smell their sweet breath. So sit with them for a while, just enjoying together and be relaxed. And now, let's think of one good quality that your teachers have. Something you admire. My teacher likes to help other people. He's full of wisdom. He's very good in his teaching. Or any quality that you can think of. So take a moment to choose this good quality that you've been attracted to. Now, we are going to take a trip tour to our past. My teacher is just like a pen coming from me, coming from the seeds in my mind. So many years ago, I must be planting so many good seeds. If I see my teachers very helpful to other people, it's because in my past, I am also very helpful to other people. So try to link the quality that you've chosen and then look back in your past. Where have you planted these seeds? So I want you to make a nice story about your past. It could be your past life as well. What country did you live in? What is your jobs? Were you a man or a woman? What kind of clothes did you wear at that point of time? What kind of family member did you have? So look back the past and most important, what kind of seeds that you plant? What you do to plant these beautiful teachers? So make a fun story in your past and remember where you plant the seeds. So have fun. Here we go. Now, please come back. Please come back to your teachers. Your teacher just sit in front of you. Just spend a while to think about how these seeds that you have been planted in the past have opened beautifully and let you see the teachers that are sitting in front of you. Think of seats that opens and that create the teachers that are sitting in front of you. Now, ten teachers to sit next to the first teachers. They look the same, like the story of the two husbands in the kitchens. They look exactly the same. We saw that the first teacher coming from what I did in the past. So with the new DCI understanding, we understand the first teacher is coming from me, coming from my seeds. But the second teachers, before I learned DCI, I used to think this teacher's quality is always inside my teachers. Is the quality is not coming from me. So in front of you, there's two teachers, right? Sitting in front of you, they look exactly the same, the first and the second teachers. So this second teachers, I like to say they look like my teachers, but I understand you are not. Because you are coming from your own sides. You're like the husband, I didn't do anything. So respectfully, you ask them to leave. When they leave, I understand this is emptiness, which means that emptiness, that nothing that's not coming from my seeds. And my real teachers, the first teachers stay, I understand they are coming from me, coming from my seeds. If I want my teachers to stay, I must take care of other people. If I want my teachers to be kind, I must continue to be kind in this life. So now, bring yourself back and focus in your breathing. Three long exhale. Golden lights. Send the good seeds to everyone in the world that will have creativity. And when you are ready, you can back to this room and open your eyes.